Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Sweet Piggy here. Thanks for tuning in for another great couple of minutes of Tickle Lounge. Yay! So I hope that you guys had an awesome, awesome, awesome ticklish and great and laughter week. I know that I had a great one. So, I have to let you guys know that I did play with a cop last week. So, let me tell you a little bit about that, because I know some of you guys kind of have been asking about how did it go. So, we didn't play on Wednesday because, he had to rest up from working and he was tired and crap. So we couldn't play Wednesday. So, of course, he had to be punished for that. So we played on Thursday. So we played on Thursday, and it was so much. But, oh, gosh, I destroyed him again, like I always do. So I let him know that you made me go 2 weeks without having a session. And, of course, he's like, it wasn't my fault. I'm so sorry. I was tired from work, and I had to help a friend move, and he had to put all his paperwork in to get this transfer to move up and rank with the police department, which all sounds really, really valid excuses. And if I wasn't kiki as hell, I would, like, so be like, oh, it's okay. I totally understand. But I'm kiki as hell, and I'm not very much a vanilla person when I see him, because the kink just comes all out. Kink just come all out when I see him. So, yeah, I punished him. I'm like, that sounds awesome, and I'm really proud of you that you're trying to move up in rank in the police department. But I went 2 weeks without having a session, and that's just uncalled for, so you have to be punished. So, his punishment was, of course, be stripped down nude again, be tied down. And so I tickled him for about, oh, it was 90 minutes because I had to go pick up my son from school. So I tickled him for 90 minutes straight without a break or anything, and also teased the hell out of him because my cop, if you guys haven't put together yet, my cop is really, really, really into me. He really likes me, and I have him wrapped around my finger. So I teased the hell out of him, and I tickled the hell out of him. And I found a new spot on him. Don't you love it when you find new spots on your play partner? Oh, gosh, it's just so delicious. Okay, so let me tell you the spot. So I guess the reason why I never found this spot is because I don't usually tickle in this area, but now, oh my gosh, I'm going to tickle it all the time on him. Oh, it's just so much fun. Oh, he begged and screamed and moaned, and oh, it was delicious. Oh, gosh, it was music to my ears. Gosh. Whew. So, getting a little hot in here. So, the spot that I found that was new was his underneath his genitals, underneath his balls. Who knew that was a spot, people? You're probably all thinking, all the guys like, duh, sweet, that's always been a spot. And some of you guys, some of the girls saying that, like, that's a spot? Yes, women, hello. This is a spot on some guy. I have found out if you tickle a guy underneath the balls, it is highly, highly sensitive. And I thought that's his worst spot because he went insane, and I kept it there for at least about 30 to 40 minutes, and he was dying. He was begging. He was dying. He was pleading. He was moaning. And, yeah, he wanted something else, but I didn't do that. So, but, yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. And then his worst spot, which I thought was his worst spot, but now it's his second worst spot, is his thighs. And so it's just directly next door to it. So I was tickling the spot underneath his balls and his thighs at the same time. Oh, my gosh. The way he laughed and the way he begged and the way he moaned was like music to my ears. It was so delectable. It was so awesome. And once again, I told him, like, you ever going to make me go without having a session? And he just shook his head like, no. I was like, damn straight. I was like, oh, we got to do this again. And I'm spending the whole hour or 2 hours just tickling these two spots for the whole 2 hours until you learn not to let me go a week without having a session. So we're meeting up this Wednesday at 10:30. So I told him since I tortured him and whatever, he has a shot to get me. So he was exhausted, but he seemed to have a really big smile on his face when I told him that next week he can get me. So next Sunday, I'll let you guys know how that goes. He seemed so excited to get me back. I don't know why. Why would anyone be excited to get me? I don't think I'm any fun. So now that you guys know what happened between me and the cop, I guess it's time to reveal what the topic is for tonight. So the topic for tonight is, how do you prepare for a session? Okay? So if you guys didn't get the memo on FetLife or on my Facebook page or on the Tickle Lounge Facebook page, the topic tonight is, how do you prepare for a session? And this can be prepare for a session as a lure or as a lead. So it doesn't really matter which one you guys prepare for. Doesn't matter which role, but I would like to hear it. So you can contact me at Are you guys ready for the number? Okay, here it is. It is 607-203-0741. Once again, that number is 607-203-0741. So you guys can call that number and chime in and talk to me live and let all the other viewers know, like, how do you prepare for a session? So this topic is for both sides. It's for the lures and it's for the leads. I'm mainly going to be harking on the lures because really, there's really not much to prepare for a lead. Let's just be honest. It's mainly all on the lure, but I'll still give some tips for the leads. So we'll start with the leads first. So leads, how do you prepare for a session? Well, number one, I'm going to tell you that if you're a lead, whether or not you're a woman or a male, but definitely if you're a woman, I know this may sound so common sense, and I don't even know why I have to mention this, but I have to mention this because a lot of guys that I have played with over the past 12 years have told me that they have played with women and your feet do not look cute, whatever. What the fuck, women? And I'm going to get to you guys next. What the fuck, women? Well, what are you doing? If you're about to play, if you're about to have a session with a guy, why will you not just, like, do something and take care of your feet? I mean, even if you don't take care of your feet at all, but just do it the day before the session. I mean, trim the toenail, put a little color on it. I don't even care. You slap some clear nail polish on it. Make sure your feet is soft. You know, get the, I don't know that scrubby thingy that they use during the pedicure. Maybe someone can help me because I don't use that. That scrubby thingy that you use for the pedicure to get all the callus off your heel or whatever. But just make sure your feet are nice for your lure, especially if you know the guy is a foot guy. Let your just be nice for him. I mean, just that's just being polite. And guys, I'm going to say the same thing for you guys. So if you're about to have a session with a woman, why not you do the same thing as well? Why don't you, I don't care if 365 days a year you don't take care of your feet, but that one day you do, make that one day fucking count that you do something with your feet and not make them grotesque. I mean, like, seriously. So that's number one. Leave, please, you know, take care of your feet and whatnot. Number two, once again, I can't believe I have to say this, but number two, make sure you shave. I'm just saying, girls, you know, some of you guys believe in the whole woman power thing or you're a feminist and want to let it all hang out. No, that's not cute. And I know some guys have told me that girls, you know, they play with some girls that have, you know, a little armpit hair and, and whatnot. I'm just saying, kind of shave underneath there, just trim it up some. Come on. I mean, please. Guys, I guess it really doesn't matter to you guys because I think guys are allowed to have armpit hair, but just don't have it like a freaking rainforest underneath there. I mean, if your pits are like a rainforest, wear deodorant or something. So there's not like a smell. I'm just saying. So there's not like a smell. Please, another thing that you guys can do to prepare for a session is figure out what you're going to wear to the session. Now, I know that may sound dumb and that may sound stupid, but you need to figure out what you're going to wear to the session. Now, if you and your partner, you and the lure have agreed that this would be like an erotic session where there's not going to be any clothing or you're going to be underwear, then that's different. Well, it's still wear cute underwear if you guys do decide that. But wear something that's going to be comfortable for you to wear. I always, whenever I have a session, I wear clothes that I work out in or I go running in. So that's what I wear. So I usually, it involves a sports bra, it involves a tank top, it involves either sweats. No, I don't even wear sweats because that would make you too hot. It's either running shorts, just mainly it's just running shorts, or like gym shorts. That's what I mainly wear. So once again, I wear a tank top, I wear a sports bra, and I wear gym shorts or running shorts whenever I have a session with a guy. Because once again, you're going to be sweating, you're going to be moving a lot. And having a tickling session is a major, major, major workout. I don't know how many calories it burns or whatever because I haven't calculated that. But you obviously burn a lot of calories because you're sweating your ass off. The lure's doing it right. But you're moving around. You're being active. So why not wear clothes that allow you to be active with and whatnot? Once again, I will go away from wearing anything that involves long pants or a long sleeve or any type of cotton material that holds in heat because you do not want that. You want something that will breathe and everything. So that's what I would have to say for Lee's. And also, Lee's, just prepare yourself mentally because you never know what your lure has in mind for you. You never know how bad it's going to be, how it's not going to be. So just go in there with a positive mind and just have fun. That is my suggestion for male and female leads. Now the lures. Here we go. Lures. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. I have so much to school you guys on. Okay, so I have found out that a lot of you guys do not know how to prepare for a session. In the 12 years I have done this, you guys have not the slightest idea. And I thought a lot of it is just basically common sense. But obviously, common sense is not very common. And the fact that no one actually really responded to my post kind of worries me a little bit, that no one really knows how to prepare for a session. I mean, come on, guys. That kind of worries me a little bit. But here we go. Lures, you got your pen, you got your pencils. Got them out because Sweet is about to school you how you prepare for a session. So number one, lures. When you have picked the hotel, if you and your lead decide to do a hotel, I want you guys to get there before your lead gets there. I want you guys to get there 30 minutes to an hour before the session even starts, before even your lead gets there. And you want to know why, because this is how you have to prepare the room. Number one, if it is cold in the room, warm up the fucking room. I'm just saying common sense. I have played with a lot of guys that I have gone to the room, and the room has been freaking cold, ice cold. And then you guys want to all of a sudden just play. And I'm freezing my butt off. What in the world? I mean, like, once again, a lot of you guys are looking at me right now like, Sweet, isn't that common sense? Well, once again, if common sense were common, everyone would have it. And obviously, a lot of you lures do not know that cold how you think the tickling experience is going to be. I am not going to be focused on you tickling me. Sure, granted, some of you guys saying like, but it will warm up. You will warm up from tickling. Yeah, for how long? Okay, because I get cold very easily, and it takes a lot to get me to warm up because I'm so skinny and so petite that I have, like, no body fat on me, so I can't warm myself up. And once again, you just heard what I'm wearing. I have nothing to cover me up so I can circulate heat. So please, please, please get there before your Lee. I would say 30 minutes before your Lee, you and your Lee are supposed to meet up. I mean, if you do an hour, that's even better. But you should get there 30 minutes before your Lee, get there and prepare the room by making sure the room is warm. Now, I'm not saying make it the Sahara Desert either, people. Do not make it like Africa or the Caribbean or South America by the equator. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm just make it at a comfortable temperature, 65 degrees, 70 degrees in the room. Make it a comfortable temperature for your Lee so they can be comfortable. Because once again, this is all about the Lee. This is not about you, even though a lot of you guys make it all about you because you're really excited that you finally land a session with a young lady and you get to play, whether it's for your first time or 10,000th time, and you've been going through a drought, so you guys are not thinking. I'm trying to make you guys think. Warm up the room before your Lee gets there if the room is cold. If the room is like the Sahara Desert, like the equator, then cool it down. Once again, you want the temperature at a good room temperature. 65 to 70 degrees is a pretty nice temperature that everyone can be happy with. All right. Here's the second one. Once again, I didn't know this was common sense. Warm up your damn hands. I mean, like, seriously. Seriously. Why do I want cold hands tickling me? That's not cool. That's not fun. Maybe some of you guys think it's funny. Not funny. As a Lee, when you're getting tickled by cold hands. I don't know. Do you guys need to buy the little hot hand pockets or something like that? Do something to warm. Put your hands near the heater. Rub them together with friction. I have no idea. But once again, do not tickle your Lee with cold hands. She or he will not like you. I'm just saying, I do not like it when I'm tickled by cold hands because I do not like the feeling, once again, being cold. Hence why I live in the South. I don't like being cold. I live in the South. If I wanted to be cold, I live up north. I'm just saying. I'm from Florida for a reason. And my dad's from the island, so I got warm blood all running all through these veins. I do not like the cold. So please, 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 please warm up your hands. Okay? All right. So number one, we're going to warm up the room. Number two, we're going to warm up our hands. And once again, you guys are thinking that, no, it's not, because I have been playing with a lot of guys in the tickling community for over 12 years, and these are things that I have experienced, and I have heard from other women that this is just something that you guys don't do. All right, once again, you guys are going to get there 30 minutes to an hour before your Lee, and there's something that I want you guys to do before you guys get to the hotel, okay? I know, this is going to sound crazy. But your Lee will appreciate this. Can you please buy some water? I mean, seriously. A water bottle and some, like, snacks or something. I'm not saying you buy her, like, a gourmet buffet or something like that. I'm just saying get a bottle of water. Hello, they're only 99 cents. Yeah, the most, 89 cents. I mean, you can go to the Dollar Tree. They probably have two for a dollar or something. But get your Lee a couple of bottled water, maybe two or three, one for you, two for her, or one for you, or one for her. Get her a bottle of water and get her some fruit or peanuts or something. Because once again, you want to tend and care for the Lee. That is your whole objective. Even though you're acting as the dominant one, even though you're doing all the work as a lure, being a Lee is a lot of hard work. And they're laughing, they're screaming, they're pleading, they're actually having a lot of work at. And you as the lure, you're really not really doing much of anything except for just basically sitting on them and tickling the shit out of them, which is hard work too. Granted, I know because I'm a switch and I love being a leader. But being a lead, it's a really big workout. You're working a lot of muscles. And if you're not really athletically toned, whatever, it could be a really big workout that you make yourself sore the next day. That has happened sometimes. So, to help with that, provide them bottled water after the session and some fruit, such as apple, banana, grapes, peanut crackers, or something. Provide that to your elite. And you know what that would do, guys and girls? That would set you apart from all the other lures out there in the tickling community. That sets you apart because not a lot of you guys do that. I mean, just to be honest, you guys are all focused on, like, I got a session, I got a session, I get to tickle a girl or a guy, yay, yay. You know, that's all that's on your mind. And you guys are not even thinking anything about your elite, but I want you guys to change that viewpoint, and I want you guys to focus on the tender care of your lead. Now, you guys can give them water during a break if you guys do breaks. You can give them water at the end of the session if you guys want to do that. I mean, it's up to you, but I would just have bottled water and some type of fruit or a healthy snack for them afterwards for them to recuperate from the workout that they just did. I'm just saying. I'm just saying it goes a long way. I know that with the cop, he does it for me. Every time we get done playing, if I'm being alert and he's feeling lee, I immediately go into his refrigerator and I bring him a bottle of water. And I can't find any fruit in there because I don't like to prowl around or anything because it's his place. So I bring him a bottle of water and he immediately is grateful for it. When I am the lead and he's where he immediately goes and fetch me a bottle of water before he unties me. And while he's untying me, he lets go of one of the wrist restraints so that I can start drinking the bottle of water to hydrate myself. Because you don't want your lead to be dehydrated. That's not the goal of this. The goal of this is both to have fun and both sides and to have fun. This is why I tell you guys you need to do that. So once again, we're going to go through the steps again. You guys are going to get there 30 minutes to an hour early. You guys are going to stop by Kroger, Dollar Tree, I don't care, Publix, Walmart, doesn't really matter. You're going to get some bottled water and you're going to get some snacks for your lead to recuperate. You guys are going to warm up your cold hands if your hands are cold. And you guys are going to warm up the room. To make sure that the room is at a nice temperature. Another thing I want you guys to do is can you please try out your restraints before you put them on your lead? And I know this may sound silly, but when you guys buy restraints or you guys are using restraints, a lot of you guys not check to see if the restraints are even comfortable to be used on somebody. You guys are just buying whatever you guys think it's nice and effective, and some of those restraints are not really comfortable whatsoever for long periods going. So just try them out on yourself. Do they feel comfortable around your wrist? If they feel comfortable around your wrist, then most likely they will feel comfortable around your lee's wrist. If they don't feel comfortable around your wrist, don't dare put them on your lee, because if they're not comfortable to you, they're most likely not comfortable for her. So I'm just saying, please try out your restraints before you have a session with them. Another thing you guys need to do is if you guys want to do some type of really cool bondage and whatnot, such as what you guys saw in my PowerPoint with bondage positions that are really cool for tickling, do not let that be the first time you're trying out bondage. I mean, just, I'm being, and you guys are looking at me like I'm crazy. And like, sweet, who does that? You'd be surprised. So maybe you never did hog tie, but you want to do hog tie, and you're just like, well, I'm just going to try hog tie for the first time and just like give it a go. No, you're not. Not with this lead. You better have done it on a dummy or a pillowcase or something before you do it on the lead. I'm just saying, before you do it on a session, you better practice all the bondage tricks you want to do before this session. I'm just saying, because you don't want something to go wrong during the session, and then you'll never get any play ever again. So, once again, we're going to review. You guys are going to get there 30 minutes to an hour early. You guys are going to stop by the store and get some water and water and fruit, or just water. You guys are going to warm up the room to a comfortable temperature. You guys go warm up your cold hands. If your hand's cold, you guys are going to try out your restraints beforehand to make sure that they are comfortable and that they're not going to hurt or dig into the leaf skin. If you want to do any cool bondage positions, like in my PowerPoint video that I showed, you guys should do that before. And I do emphasize before the session starts and before you even have the session, okay? So once again, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, what bondage position PowerPoint are you talking about, sweet? Well, if you go on my Facebook page, which is Tickle Lounge on Facebook, you just type in on Facebook, Tickle Lounge, and it should be the only one pop up. And you scroll down, and there should be a PowerPoint that's posted on the page. I don't know how far you have to scroll down. It was a couple of podcasts ago, maybe a month ago or something, maybe a month and a half ago. I did a whole podcast about bondage positions, and I made a PowerPoint video that talks about different bondage positions. So if you want to try out one of those, you're more than welcome to, but you better try them out before you have this session, okay? Okay. So another thing that I want you lures to do, I want you guys to have a game plan before you have your session. Now, you guys are probably wondering, like, what do you mean, sweet? I'm just going to go in there and just tickle the shit out of her. Well, that's kind of cool, you know, but that a lot of you guys get nervous, and a lot of you guys are nervous when you guys have a session. So even though you guys are like, I'm just going to tickle her, and I'm just going to just go over and just tickle all the spots that I want to tickle, and then hope I get a reaction, that normally doesn't go very well, I'm just saying. But I will finish that thought. We have a caller calling in, so let's get this caller. Hey, caller, how are you?
Hello. I'm okay. How are you?
Doing fine. So do you have anything to end on the conversation?
Yeah, I would do anything to keep my lead comfortable if I'm doing tickling. And if I'm the lead, I would like the same in return.
So how will you make your lead comfortable then?
Well, if we're in a hotel, or yeah, say we're in a hotel and it's really cold or something, I would just turn up the heat, or to a good temperature, or if it's too hot, I would turn it down, and I would probably get there a little good time before the session. And
okay, well that okay.
So on and so forth.
That sounds awesome. Well, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. I'll let you know who this is. It's
who's
your
it?
Facebook buddy.
Which
it's
one?
It's your Facebook buddy. It's Roger.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm still trying to get better.
Well, I hope you feel better.
Yeah, me too. I'm sure I'll get through at some point.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right, you're welcome.
Have a great one. Have a ticklish night.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
So what you guys just heard was just Roger basically saying what he would do to make his lead comfortable, and I guess, and of course he wants the same thing in return done to him. So as I was saying before Roger started calling, is before you go into having a session, Roger, you need to have a game plan in your mind. Not just thinking in your mind that, hey, I'm only upper body person, so I'm only going to attack the upper body. Or if I'm only a foot person, I'm only going to tap the feet. Well, how are you going to do that? How are you going to tap the upper body? Which body part are you going to get first? Because I'm an upper body person, there's a lot of spots on an upper body. So which one are you going to tap first? But the feet, which one are you going to do first? How are you going to do it? You know, so I'm just saying, you need to go in with a game plan. And I can tell you from being a very experienced, and I've been called expert lure, every single time I go into a tickle section, I always have in my mind how I'm going to tickle the person already. I already have it in my mind. It doesn't change except for depending on how the body tells me, but I already have a map of already how I'm going to tickle them. Even when they come into the room and I'm tying them up, already my mind is already going about how I'm going to tickle them, where am I going to start at, how is it going to end. I have a start, beginning, and finish. That is what I do. I don't just go on just on a whim. That's just not what I do. Basically, you don't go off to war and not have a plan and not have a game strategy. You don't go play football. People just don't, you know, NFL players just don't go out there like, okay, I'm just going to go and just throw the ball. I'm just going to throw the ball to the wide receiver and just going to score a touchdown. No, there's plays, there's strategies. You need that. It's the same type of mentality. You go in there with a strategy, with a game plan about how you're going to do. Me, I torture because that's what I like. I like tickle torture. I go in there with a strategy for tickle torture. And then if something goes along the way, you know, then I react to that. If you are the type of lure that wants to be playful, go in a strategy about how you're going to make this session to be very playful and very fun. You need to go in with that strategy. If you don't have a strategy, what happens when you don't have a plan? It fails. It goes terrible. Now, not all the time, because some of you guys think, you know, that hasn't, you know, I didn't go in with a strategy, and we both had fun and whatever, but think of the more fun you could have had if you had a strategy. I'm just saying. So always go in with a strategy and a game plan before you have your session. It will make it so much easier. It makes it so much smoother. And another thing that it makes it do is it calms your nerves. Because, once again, a lot of lures let their nerves get in the way of having a session and having more fun they could have had if they just had a game plan and they just had a strategy. So that's why I'm telling you guys, for those of you guys that never had session or for you guys that have 5,000 sessions, go in with a game plan, go with a strategy, such as, I give you an example. For me, my strategy every time I go into a session, I already figured out where I'm going to start tickling them at. Because a lot of you lures, some of you guys just sit there trying to figure out, well, I like feet, so I'm going to tickle feet first. And then, oh, well, the knee sounds right. The ribs look nice. Okay, you guys, your tickling is all over everywhere, and it's very sporadic, but it's not, it's just weird, and it feels weird as a lead. And I, once again, I'm a switch, which means I play the lure and I play the lead. So I'm giving you feedback as a lead. When you go in without a game plan and you're just tickling just random spots, and don't have a systematic order or whatnot, I could already tell that you're new and you don't know what you're doing, and I can already tell you're not going to break me. It's going to be fun regardless. I have fun still, but a lot of the lures, goals that I meet up after I broke them and tortured them, destroyed them, they want to do the same thing to me, and I can tell you that's not going to work, and you just going all over the place with me and tickling me is just not going to work. So with me, I always go from head to toe, or I go from toe to head. That's the way I use with tickling. Now, that doesn't mean you have to use it like I do, but you need to have a strategy about where you're going to go and tickle next. And once again, it's a whole bit mindfuck with the Lee as well. Because they don't know where you're going to be tickling at. But if you're just sporadic, that's no fun to leave. I mean, well, it kind of is, but not really. You want to have a strategy. They want to know that they're with a good lure. And you need to show that you're a good lure, even if it's your first time ever having a session. You want a game plan. So, once again, game plan would be that I'm going to start at the palms of the hands and then work myself down. If you only want to tickle the right side of a person and then tickle the left side of a person and then tickle both sides at the same time, that's a type of strategy. It's a really cool strategy. I have done that before. I've seen one lure use it, and it was really fun. It was really cute. That's one type of strategy. If you want to do my way in tickling from head to toe, you can do that. If you want to do from toes to the head, that's fine as well. But just come up with a strategy and a game plan before you even lay hands on your lead. So here's another thing that I'm going to tell you lures to do once again. And this applies to the guys. Guys, I'm going to need you to, while you guys are warming up your hands, you guys need to make sure that your fingernails doesn't have any hangnails on them, they're not freakishly long and whatnot, and that they don't scratch your lead or dig into your lead. I'm just saying. And once again, you guys are kind of thinking like, what? Isn't that common sense? I thought so, too. Until you get bruises and you get scratches on you because the guy had a hangnail or something like that or whatever. Somehow I got scratched by his nails because he didn't take care of his nails. Now, if you don't have nails, it's not really a big issue for you. But if you're a male that have nails, just make sure that your nails are nice and groom and make sure there's no hangnails or anything on them when you go to tickle your lead. And for women, if you have long nails or false nails, make sure that they are nicely groomed and whatever like that. There's no hangnails, there's no scuffing, there's no unevenness with your nails. Make sure that everything is nice and perfect with your nails so you don't scratch and hurt or bruise your lead, because the last thing I know as a lead that I don't want any marks on me as a lead. If I wanted marks on me, I would have gone full throttle on the BDSM if I wanted marks on me. But I'm the type of person that I don't like pain and I don't like marks on me. Okay, so make sure your nails are nice and trim and groomed properly. That's another thing. So let's recap. We are going to arrive 30 minutes to an hour early, store and get some refreshments such as water, fruit, trail mix, whatever. We're going to warm up the room. We're going to warm up our hands. If our hands are cold, we're going to warm up the room. If the room is cold, we're going to cool down the room. If the room is like the Sahara Desert, we are going to have a strategy going in before we start tickling the lead. We're going to make sure our restraints are good and they are comfortable and there's no tears or holes or anything in them. We're going to make sure that everything is okay with our restraints. We're going to make sure that we know what type of bondage to put them in and we already practiced that bondage technique or position that we want to do on our lead. It's not going to be the first time ever doing it on somebody. We already practiced it, and we already mastered it. So that's what we need to do. And another thing that I know a lot of you lures do not do, and you guys don't do it. I only had two lures in the 12 years I have been doing tickling, and I have been tickled and have been tickling a lot of guys. I lost track after 10. I've been tickling a lot of guys over the past 12 years, and only two have done this for me, aftercare. So I told you guys that you guys got to do all this stuff before you have a session. But what happens after you have the session? You guys are going to hand your lead a bottle of water or your switch. If he or she is a switch, you're going to hand your lead or your switch a bottle of water. You're going to ask them, do they want any fruit or peanut butter crackers, or I don't know what you guys have or anything. So that's something else you're going to do. And then you're going to ask them, is it okay if I give you a massage or just a nice light massage? This doesn't have to be something from massage envy people. I mean, you guys, some of you guys may be massage therapists, and some of you guys may not be, but this is not supposed to be massage envy type of massaging. It's just what it is to show your Lee how appreciative you are for allowing them to tip them and allowing them to go through all that, and you want to relax their muscles. That's what you're doing. You're doing a cool down from the workout. I want you guys to think of it like that. You do a warm up of a workout when you're working out, then you work out, and then you always do a cool down to cool down your muscles. And having a tickling session, if you're a really good learner, your muscles are getting worked. I mean, seriously, they're getting worked. Especially if you didn't know you had muscles in certain places, they're getting worked. And so to do that cool down to avoid any cramping for your Lee afterwards or any soreness, massage them. You know, massage their hand, massage their wrist, massage their arm, massage their back, massage their thighs, their legs, their feet, their ankles. And once again, this doesn't have to be like pro-professional masseuse or like a pro-professional massage therapist. This is just showing care and comfort to your Lee. And I guarantee you that your Lee will always remember this, and they will brag about you to other people. So if you want more sessions, always, 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 always make your Lee happy. A happy Lee equals a happier lure, because you get more sessions with that Lee, or she starts referring you to other people. And that's what you really want, lures. You want her to refer you to other people if you want other Lees, or she keeps coming back to you because you were so freaking awesome because you stood out among any other lure that she ever had or ever seen in a video or anything. And once again, you won't see us in the video, people. You won't in a video. I'm telling you right now, you won't see it. Very rare have I ever seen that in a video. And it's okay, because it's a video. This is real life we're talking about. And I only had aftercare done on me twice by two lawyers. One was retired nurse, so he understood the whole anatomy and whatnot and understand what happens when you go for a full workout like that and you're restrained in one spot for a long period of time. So he did that for me and also gave me fruit and water and peanut butter and bananas to help make sure that there was no cramping and no soreness the day after. And then my cop does a lot of aftercare with me because he's into fitness. We both are, like, health-conscious people, and we both are runners. So he understands the whole warm-up. You do your running, and then there's a cool-down. So he understands that. So he does aftercare with me as well, and it's massaging as well. And since we're a little bit more intimate with each other, there is cuddling as well with that. Now, if you want to cuddle with your Lee afterwards, you ask them permission. Please ask permission. Don't just go in there and start cuddling with them. That would get you knocked out. But if your Lee wants to cuddle or whatnot, then you could cuddle with them. So massaging, cuddling, all that is all aftercare with your Lee, and that shows a very deep appreciation that you have for them and how you want them to come back. So since we are out of time, I have to let you guys go, but I hope that this has helped you guys in future sessions, and I hope that you guys have learned a lot from this as the lure and as the Lee. And once again, I focus on the lure more because, once again, you guys are controlling the session more than a Lee is. And there's not much for a Lee to prepare than a lure does. So if you guys have any questions or any comments, feel free to write me on Facebook at Sweet Piggy Jones or on the Tickle Lounge Facebook page or on FetLife. And I can't wait to talk with you guys next week. And look out for the new topic sometime this week. Love you guys. And have a very ticklish week. And mwah, mwah. Kiss, kiss. Bye-bye.